Okay. Today is Wednesday, March 11th. The time is 3:31 p.m. This is the time and place of the Public Art and Community Design Committee. I ask that Sadie establish quorum with a roll call.
Thank you for the sign language. Adia Jamil.
Present.
Thank you. Adrian Ackerman.
Present.
Alicia Vasquez.
Present.
Ann Lopez.
Present.
Brandon Varela. Dusty Reyes.
Present.
Emily Tate.
Here.
Jacqueline Jean Barrios, Jim Glock,
present,
Janet Fisher, Janet, okay, we'll come back to you, Leanne Hernandez,
present,
Lizzie Golden, Maureen Lewick,
present,
Melissa Brown Dominguez, Nancy Fung.
Here.
Valerie Sipp.
Present.
Leslie Cree. And Janet Fisher. You're on mute if you're trying to talk. Well, let the record show that Janet Fisher is in the room. I'm not sure if you're having technical difficulties, but we're at 12, including Janet, so we should be good if you want to proceed.
Great. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our meeting today, and I'll get on to the first item in just a moment, but I just want to say that it's my first time kind of officiating over this meeting, so I may be asking a lot of questions. Please bear with me if there's any hiccups. And excited to see if we have any guests or attendees to introduce. I saw one attendee, but I think they're now a panelist, so I don't think we have anyone. Do you have anyone on your end, Sadie, that I'm not seeing?
I do not have anyone in the attendee room, but if you wanted to have the staff introduce themselves, sometimes we do that during the second item.
Sure. I mean, since we have a couple of one new and as of last meeting and a couple newer participants, committee members, then sure, if staff wants to introduce themselves, that'd be great.
Great. I'll go ahead and begin. Hello, everyone. I'm Sadie Shaw. I'm the Public Art and Community Design Administrator at the Arts Foundation. Basically, I run the PACTC meetings, submit the minutes, and legal action reports and the agendas. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Wilwin Reyes, Director of Public Art.
Hi, everyone. I'm Yu Yu Shirtori. I'm the Public Art Collections Associate.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gia Delpino. I'm the Communications Manager.
Hey, was that everyone today? I think it is. Yeah, awesome. Okay, so item number three, call to the audience. And then I read this block, right?
Yes.
So this is a time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion to the call to the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who have addressed the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. Please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project, proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. Sadie, do we have anyone?
We do not. And then just for the record, Janet, can you indicate that you are indeed here? We did the roll call vote and we didn't hear you.
Sorry, yes, here.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, so moving on to item number 4. This is an awesome item that our former chair, Jim, added to our agenda. This is a committee member activity report. So this is our opportunity as committee members to share updates on news and activities that we may want our fellow committee members or the public to know about. So I'll give a moment if there's anybody that has an event, an activity, a project that they'd like to share about. Jim, coming in hot.
So on marker calendar, Saturday, April 18th, the Western University Neighborhood Association is hosting a Porch Fest. So all of you who like our local musicians plan to come to the neighborhood between 6 and 10 on April 18th. So far, we have 18 porches. So I think there'll be a venue or a music type for all tastes. Look forward to seeing everyone. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. 18 is my lucky number. So that's auspicious for your event. Appreciate it. Alicia.
Thank you. Lots of events coming up this weekend at the Book Festival. I'll be moderating a panel between Lydia Otero and Mele Martinez, and it is it's like a Tucson Love Fest, Tucsonense Love Fest. So I invite you to that. And then on April 25th, the Sosa Carrillo House is reopening, finally, after 2.5 years of renovations. And so it's going to be some sort of pachanga. We're thinking it's going to be earlier in the day, so like 10 to 1, but I will get you all those details. But we just want to definitely invite the community to come down and see that it looks almost exactly the same, but $2 million worth of work went into it. It's just more stable. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for the invites. Maureen.
If you want to see what can be done with colored pencil, the Jewish Community Center and the Sixth Ward office both have colored pencil exhibits. And the JCC has a 2 o'clock to 3:30 Sunday opening for the exhibit there. So everybody's invited.
Awesome. Thank you. Sadie.
Just for the record, I want to indicate that Wesley Cree joined the meeting at 3:37, Lizzie Golden joined at 3:38, and Jacqueline Jean Barrios joined at 3:39.
Wonderful. Thank you. Just a gentle reminder, if you did just share an event or if an event comes to you that you wish you had shared or you learn about after this meeting, please do send out any flyers that you have or any information on the events you shared about to Sadie so that she can disseminate it to the rest of the committee members and we have a little bit of a reminder in our inboxes for those awesome events. Great. Any other activities to report before we move on? Okay, item number 5, Public Art Director's Report. We'll hear from Wilwyn on this, and I just want to take a moment to say thank you to Wilwyn for, if you haven't had a chance to look at the director's report, you're about to see it, but if you did get a chance, you will have noticed that Wilwyn had some really wonderful things to say about Jim and Leanne and myself, and it was very heartfelt and touching, so I just wanted to say thank you, Wilwyn.
Thanks, Adrian. Appreciate it. Well, I'm not going to share my screen, but I was going to read part of it anyway because there's a number of topics. There's one error I need to fix that I'll talk about today, and then also there's an item at the end that might stir discussion. But, well, I want to start by thanking Jim for your steady leadership over the past 2 years in a time when it's been easy to default to routine or play it safe. You showed up with thoughtfulness and consistency. You brought real insight to the role, grounded in Tucson's history and cultural values, and that perspective matters. I think it helps connect place to people and reminds us that Our decisions don't exist in a vacuum. They shape our narratives, our neighborhoods, and the way we see ourselves in the city. So thank you, Jim, and I'm glad you're staying on board. And Chair Ackerman, welcome. Welcome to the role. We've worked on stuff before, so I've seen the impact of your work, the way you lead. You brought clarity, conviction, and a willingness to engage hard questions directly. And that combination is rare and necessary. And I look forward to what you bring this year and possibly future. And I can't forget Leanne. Where are you? There you are. Hey, thanks for agreeing to take on another term. Really appreciate it. Your vision, your unwavering support of the work we do. It means everything to this organization and the communities we serve. You have a remarkable way of seeing opportunities and providing insights that point us toward new directions, even when that path is not obvious. So I have full confidence you can help Adrian carry the torch that Jim and so many others carried forward. So thank you all, and thank you to this committee. I think since I've been here and since 2021, I've seen a lot more like connectivity and passion and hopefully understanding. To keep changing things up on you a little bit. Get to that later. But public art projects, so all those Thrive projects, the housing and development projects, just closed. A few of us attended the groundbreaking for Tucson House, and the governor was there, the mayor's there, a whole host of folks. There's really a great opportunity to see all the people involved. But we have some crazy numbers though. So the Sugar Hill and Stone project had a total of 196 applicants. It's like 100 more than we usually get for these type of projects. Tucson House had 45, and that was a weird one because it wasn't a call for public artists. It was a call for curators, designers. The Amazon Flats one got 191 applications. I feel real bad for that panel. We're paying them, but that's still a lot of applications to sort of go through. And then the Amazon Flats ceiling one is the interior sculpture. If you remember last time we met, we had about 19 applications, and I asked if you guys could help in. And thank you for that, because it closed with 66 applications, which is the number we like to see, because that's usually a healthy number to work with when they're over like 100, 100, almost 200. Oftentimes, you know, like a third of the applicants aren't quite eligible for these sort of opportunities. So thanks for that. Here's the error on March 16th, which is soon. It's not true. It's April 16th. We the first biennial roster call. You shared that. I think we're going to talk about it a little bit later today. So I'll skip ahead of that. But as right after that, right after you sort of select and approve those artists, we're going to launch roster projects right away during the summer. So there's going to be one, two, three, or four, including a fire station. And on a final note, so there's been a lot of questions and comments and concerns about the role of the county on this committee. As you may know, Pima County Public Art Program has changed the way they manage their percent for art program. And they, in their administrative procedures, which is the same thing as the city's administrative directives, they're not required to review the public art process through this committee. So there's been a lot of back and forth of how does this committee work with, you know, county voting on Tucson projects and not the other way around. So finally, we've been in conversation with Kelly Wei, who, you know, is the cultural affairs officer for the city, and she's reached out to the county. And the great news is we have a deputy administrator come in, DeBonis Jr., well aware of it, on board. Adriana and I met with them just to, provide what information we could, and they're working on something together. I can't say anything about it now because they basically, trying to find ways to work together, then go back to the respective municipalities to sort of try to lay out a plan. And their goal was to present that plan to you at next month's meeting. I haven't had an update since then, and you know how this stuff goes. So fingers crossed, but no guarantees that there'll be, something viable next month, but that's the goal. So please come and show up. These are the folks that can actually change policies and, make real changes. So it's a good time to voice your opinions and show up and don't be afraid to say something. So that's really great. I mean, one good thing I can say is that through those discussions, there was a vested interest from all parties to have this committee have a bigger role in the policy of community engagement that's outlined versus the one we have now, which is make an education program, period. So we'll have some guidance and hopefully some support with that. I guess that's it for me. I won't take up any more time. Any questions? All right.
Yeah. Hearing none, thank you for that report, Willen. I'm speaking for myself here, but I guess a few others. I'm confidently guessing a few others that I'm really looking forward to what they have to say and what they come up with. And if there's an expanded scope of service that we can provide, that would be really cool. We'll touch on that more when we talk about the education subcommittee later in this meeting too. Okay, next up is a review and approval of the February 11th, 2026 meeting minutes. This is an action item, and I cannot remember if we ask for questions or comments. I know we provide opportunity for comments and questions after the motion, but for this item, do we also ask for them before the motion to approve the minutes? Looking at Sadie, Jim, anyone that wants to jump in?
Yeah, discussion can happen before if necessary, but technically it's supposed to, in-depth discussion is supposed to happen after a motion and a second.
I'll move that we approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Jim Glock.
Jim Glock moves. Dan Lopez seconds. Any questions, discussion, concerns on the minutes? Seeing and hearing none. Sadie, can we move to a vote?
Adia Jamil.
Approve.
Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez.
Approve.
Ann Lopez.
Approve.
Brandon Varela. Dusty Reyes.
Approve.
Emily Tate.
Approve.
Jacqueline Jean Barrios.
Approve.
Jim Glock.
Approved.
Janet Fisher.
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez.
Approved.
Lizzie Golden.
Approve.
Maureen Lewick.
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez. Nancy Fung.
Approve.
Valerie Sipp.
Approve.
Wesley Cree.
Approve.
Thank you, and you have unanimous approval.
Great. Minutes are approved. So we'll move on to the 2025, item number 7, 2025 PAC-DC annual report. When we were setting the agenda for this meeting, allotted a bit more time for this item. I see that Sadie's on the agenda as introducing it. And so, Sadie, I'll invite you to introduce it. And then maybe if there's anything that Leanne or I would like to add, we can do so at that time.
Thank you. Can you all see my screen? Great. You all received a revised version of the 2025 PAC-DC annual report that includes some of the responses that have been synthesized by our chair, Adrian Ackerman. The annual report basically is information about all the meetings during the year. This first page lists how many, you know, members we have max, how many vacancies we have, how many meetings were supposed to take place, how many actually took place, and the reasons for that. Also lists the names of our subcommittees and how many subcommittee meetings were held. The bulk of this annual report are the basically a copy and paste of the legal action reports from each of the meetings that were held. But one thing that we did differently this year, if approved, is to include answers to these optional questions. And so every BCC has to file an annual report and potentially answer these questions. I sent you all a link to, you know, help out with the draft of these questions. Since I last checked, Jim and Adrian were the only ones to respond. And so you do have this copy in your inbox, and I'll turn it over to Adrian to further discuss this item.
Thanks, Sadie. And thank you, Jim, for filling it out. Everyone else, I know it was kind of a shorter turnaround request, and appreciate you considering it if you did, and just being here so we can talk it through today if not. These are optional questions that are provided by the BCCs, which is housed in the city clerk's office. And, you know, they've indicated that they're optional. But one of the things that we were talking about, for those of you who don't know, we have an agenda setting meeting the week before this meeting, and it includes the chair and the vice chair, and Sadie and Wilwin and any other staff members that have relevant items on the agenda. And Sadie had reached out with these optional questions, and I was like, have we answered them before? What kind of, you know, what are they doing with these questions? And we decided that we would like to answer them this year, and we would like to use this as an opportunity to kick off hopefully more involved and regular engagement with the folks that have appointed us to these positions, with the mayor and council, potentially with county elected officials and administrators, depending on how the county and city plan develops. But that we would like to be a bit more aligned on like what our goals are as a committee for the year, and hopefully use that alignment to accomplish more and to make this committee more effective and to give it some more visibility. And so that was kind of the impetus for sending out that survey and for asking these questions as a group. I'm thinking that what we could do is go through the questions or the answers as they're listed here and see if there's anything that y'all want to change, if there's anything you want to add or take out or discuss a little bit more deeply. Before we do that, Leanne, I'd love to know if there's anything you'd like to add.
No, I think that's sufficient. I mean, I think one of the things that we just talked about, y'all, that was that, you know, we've been doing all this work and having all these conversations, and just want to make sure that the powers that be, that the folks who have assigned us to and nominated us for this committee understand, you know, the work that we've been doing. And so I just felt like it was relevant and important to bring this to you all. So that's all. Thanks.
Great. Sadie, would you be able to possibly zoom in a bit or make it bigger? There's like that Zoom scroll at the bottom. A little bit more, please. Maybe even a little bit more. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so I'll just go item by item and read the response and then ask if there's anything that folks want to add. Are there any questions on this from anyone before we move forward? I can't see, because of the screen sharing, I can't really see unless you raise your hand or just start speaking. Questions? No? Okay. So briefly describe the mission and purpose of your BCC. So the Public Art and Community Design Committee provides oversight and guidance for the City of Tucson's public art program. The committee participates in the development and implementation of the public art plan, reviews and approves proposed public artworks, and promotes the public art program while representing the interests of the diverse community of artists and art supporters across Tucson and Pima County. Is there anything we'd like to change here? No. People feel good about this?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Awesome. I would really appreciate if folks just get lively in your responses for this part, because this is supposed to be highly collaborative. It's like a chair's report, but I want it to be from everyone. So, okay, the next one. Do you feel your mission is still relevant? So committee members believe the mission of the Public Art and Community Design Committee remains relevant. The committee continues to play an important role in reviewing public art proposals, supporting the implementation of the public art plan, and ensuring that public art projects reflect the character and diversity of the Tucson and Pima County community.
Sounds good.
Great. Any objections? Any concerns?
No.
Great. Thank you. I'm loving hearing y'all's voices. Okay. Next one. Would you like the mayor and council to update your purpose or function in any way? Some members expressed interest in strengthening the committee's role in shaping the development of the public art plan and increasing opportunities for meaningful input into program direction. Members also noted that clearer communication channels between the committee and appointing officials could help ensure the committee's recommendations are more effectively integrated into broader city decision making. Agreement? Yes?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Definitely.
Awesome. Willen.
Hello. Lower hand. this is a good, it's always updating, and then there's weird things that you don't know. This is a good exercise for what may be potentially coming in the next couple of months, because if the county and city will be changing stuff, they will have to update the ADs. And possibly, you know, our role in the BCC as well. So if you're thinking about how to modify things now, we could bring this to them before those changes happen, and it could actually be effective.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah, and I think that's something that we discussed in the agenda setting meeting that I neglected to mention here at the top of this item. So the BCC's used to have reports to the mayor and council that were read at the mayor and council meetings, or at least included in the materials that mayor and council consider before their meetings. And that doesn't really happen anymore. And so we were also thinking that at least these answers could be something that we send out to appointing officials and just saying like, hey, we exist and we're here and we want to have more like rich interaction with you and let you know what we're doing, keep your offices apprised, and then also, you know, want to know what you might want or need from us. So another point. Okay. Would you like the mayor and council to update? Oh, wait, sorry. We are major accomplishments of the year. Thanks for that, Cursor Sadie. Appreciate it. The committee's work this year focused primarily on reviewing and approving artists and public art proposals for projects throughout the region. The committee also considered and approved donated public art pieces and projects. Additional accomplishments included the formation of an education subcommittee, which will explore opportunities to increase public awareness of the public art program, the public art plan, and opportunities for community engagement with public art. Throughout the year, community meetings provided a structured forum for thoughtful discussion of proposed artworks and projects, allowing diverse perspectives to be expressed and considered before final recommendations and approvals were made. Are there any other major accomplishments of this year that we would like to add, or anything that we'd like to change in this answer?
So can I just want to comment on this. I understand what you're saying here, but, you know, it might be nice to be a little more detailed with what we do, because it's so general. And, you know, there's really some important things. Like, I will say on one of the last committees I was on, which the artwork was for phase 3 and 4 of the Grant Road project. And it was a very nice piece of artwork. But one of the reasons I wanted to be on this committee is because I have a real problem with where the city places artwork a lot of the time. I mean, it's a big, huge pet peeve of mine. So on this one, it was really interesting because it was a very nice piece of art, but they just wanted to stick it in places that it wasn't appropriate or it wasn't even going to be seen. And it was, I'll tell you, we had a real fight, this committee, with the city. And they, I think we went through three different locations before we finally found one. And then it was just in the middle of this field that I said, well, you know, it's still going to just get full of weeds or whatever, and it's not going to be appropriate. In fighting for this, and I'll say that we spent a lot of time, and I think the city got to the point where they actually got sick of us and really had to move on. But what we got out of this, and I would implore you all to go by and look at it, is a park. They're actually putting in a park for this piece of artwork. And they're doing it right now. Now, I'll tell you that I have been, this was like over a year ago that this was done. I've been thinking, oh, they're going to get around that somehow. But they are putting it in right now as we speak, because I just drove by there the other day. It's a big deal. And so some of the, I think some of the details of what we do, it would be nice to have them know that, you know, that it really, we do make a difference.
Thank you so much, Janet. And I'm adding, like, while you're talking, I started to try and add a sentence at the top of that first paragraph. So the bottom of the first paragraph, the committee also considered and approved donated public art pieces and projects. And then going on to say something like providing integral and expertise insight as both artists and community members about things like placement. And yeah, if there's anything else you want to add, I'm happy to update it in real time here. And then maybe in a moment, as it looks like a few people have their hands up, so I'm trying to kind of edit this in real time because this is an action item we have today to approve. So I'm going to be listening, maybe looking at the other screen, and then in a moment, Sadie, I might just share my screen to show the real time edits.
Okay, I was going to ask if you wanted to share your screen now, but if you want me to go back and share my screen, I can do that.
Yeah, if you could keep sharing yours, and then I feel like I'll get typing stage fright if everybody's looking at mine in real time, but maybe I can come back with the edits.
Okay, let me share my screen again.
Next up, I think, is Jim.
Thank you, Adrian. I want to build on what Janet was just saying, and maybe what we ought to add is to look for opportunities to integrate the art into the respective public works projects that they are, let's call them supporting. I mean, when I was advocating public art as a bureaucrat, I wanted to, public art supported our projects. They didn't deter from, they weren't just plopped there. I mean, and of course, the best example of an integrated public art piece is the Diamondback Bridge. Other bridges offer excellent opportunities to do that. And I'll tell you, if you put into the call and the challenge for the artist to look for integration opportunities, they may come up with stuff that we haven't even dreamed of, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think Janet really has got something there, and we need to, as a committee, encourage the integration opportunities. And another benefit of integration is that you can expand that public art budget. You know, you have 1% for a piece that, guess what, the contractor has to do something and or is integrating it with his work, and all of a sudden a $10,000 art budget is $100,000 worth of really cool looking stuff. I think Janet hit upon a good point for us to pursue as the committee. As we get on committees, to look to advocate that perspective to those who from the community are coming in and thinking that they're just picking a sculpture or, you know, something like that. That's an excellent point, and we should find a way to to do that. I had a great time. You look around, you know, we have the Basket Bridge when you go under Park Euclid Underpass. We have Diamondback Bridge. Just in general, when you see opportunities to integrate the art into the project, that's where we get really impactful, I think, pieces, and it benefits the community, and it really does put the public art on the forefront. Thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Anne.
One is a grammatical thing. It should be include, not included. Additional accomplishments include the formation. And the other one is, I think, seeking the opportunities to find the, had it in my head, seeking, I'm going to have to, it's gone. Sorry.
That's okay. Keep your hand up and I'll come back to you after Maureen.
Okay.
If it comes back. No pressure, though. Maureen.
You could throw in deaccession, because we've been working on that too with different projects. And so it's, this is all about approved, donated, and working towards projects, but we have decided whether something no longer serves its purpose or needs to be eliminated from the collection.
Thank you, Maureen. Do we have any from the last, this would be for 2025, like specific?
I don't know. The last one that I was looking at was Danny Lopez Park. And that was the Christopher Columbus, whatever that thing was called, that went to the Knights of Columbus instead of remaining in the park.
And I think also there was one of Schwartz's pieces also?
Maybe that, I don't know, was that 2025? I guess somebody would have to look back at their notes.
Yeah, the Perusia was deaccess this year. We did review the Crossroads deaccession subcommittee. That still hasn't been officially deaccessed, but we did form the relocation and deaccession subcommittee for the Clement pieces and other deaccessions, including the Danny Lopez that came in 2026.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Maureen. Mm-hmm. And did it come back to you?
Yes. We seek opportunities to maximize the impact of public art. Mm-hmm. I think that ties to what Janet was saying about just stuffing, oh yeah, we have to put art here, we'll just stuff it in this little corner. No, you want to maximize the impact of that particular art project.
And we can use that as an accomplishment. I also am thinking maybe that should go in the brief description of the mission and purpose. I mm-hmm. like that language.
Yeah. Okay. It should be part of it.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Just for transparency, y'all were sharing rich insight, and I was unable to totally synthesize it into the same voice here. So what I might ask, and you can think about it while we continue to go through this document, is if you, I synthesized these responses just earlier today, the ones that we're looking at now, and if you would extend your trust to me to capture the notes and verbatim what you're saying, and then continue to synthesize these things in, then I think that we could create a motion and action for that, and that's something that I could get over to Sadie pretty quickly, because I know she needs to get this over to the BCC's ASAP. So just something to consider as we keep going. If you don't feel comfortable with that, I can try to take a few minutes to smooth out the language for us to approve verbatim today, but it might add some time to our meeting.
Hey, Adrian, I just want to remind you also that there's a transcript available. So if you need to, pull stuff from there.
Thank you, Leanne. Very smart. Okay, any other major accomplishments that we should list for this year? Hearing none. Okay. If you could continue to scroll, please, Sadie, you're already on it. Thank you. And yeah, the way that this was written, Sadie, was a little confusing to me, because I think it had like a heading of major accomplishments, and then below was like, please list any. So wherever you think it should go. I guess I'm curious if any of those accomplishments were in last year's work plan, but I don't know that we had a work plan last year.
I think the work plan was what Wilwyn sent out, and I believe that was presented to the PACTC. I can't remember the month it was presented. Wilwyn, did you want to?
June. Okay. So it's always on June fiscal year.
But that's like the public art plan, right? Or is that the PACD committee plan?
We were kind of confused about this, and so the BCC gave their opinion, and it whatever it became the document that Wilwyn sent to you. And I believe, yeah, in June that was presented to the PACTC. So it's not for not sending that to the committee beforehand. We just discussed it a couple hours ago.
Got it. So Wilwyn, maybe we can take a look offline at that that plan and see if any of these accomplishments were listed in it. And then maybe for moving forward, if we are as a committee coming up with our own plan and submitting it to the BCCs, we can use that in lieu of the public art plan.
Well, it's a different thing. So the language that's exactly public art plan is a directive, and it's a administrative directive that we're supposed to work together on for like what public art projects come up, which is funny because we don't actually have a choice in the matter. The city department decides if it's eligible for public art, the CIP, and then we initiate it. So it's more of like AD language change, but everyone thinks, because when you read it, you're thinking of like a 5-year like plan of like how to improve public art, which is something that could be discussed in addition to the requirements of listing out projects, which is basically all it is now. So yeah, I'm open to something broader for sure.
Okay, maybe we can discuss this more at another time. I guess I'll just note that I think my understanding is a bit different in terms of like this response, which is like my understanding is that this is us as a committee agreeing to what our work plan is for the coming year. That comes later. We haven't gotten to that answer yet. And so it's asking like what accomplishments were reflected in our plan as a committee. But I don't think we as a committee came up with a plan last year. So there's not much to reference right here for this answer. And that part of our work is to support the public art plan, and that we may also be adopting objectives that fall outside of that plan moving forward, like an education subcommittee or like the free wall, things like that. So I guess that's where I see the differentiation, but at least I'm seeing you nod yes for at least for this answer, since we didn't have a committee work plan explicitly created by the committee last year. We don't really have anything to answer here. Okay, cool. Any questions? Any comments? Great. Okay. How are we doing on timing, Sadie?
I think we have a couple more things on the agenda, and we're probably halfway done, at least with the answers.
Okay. We'll try to go a little bit faster. Try to respect everybody's time. Okay. So if you did not complete any items in last year's work plan, please briefly note why. And we just said that some accomplishments aligned with the committee's ongoing responsibilities, including the review and approval of public art projects. One initiative discussed previously but not yet completed is the establishment of a quote-unquote free wall in Tucson. This concept continues to generate interest as a potential community space for artistic expression. However, progress has been limited due to city concerns related to management responsibilities, liability considerations, and the lack of identified funding for implementation. Anything else to note here? Any changes to be made? Okay, great. Do you feel that your work or input had a positive impact on city decision-making or operations this year? If it had limited or little positive impact, describe what you would need to be more effective. The answer reads, committee members believe their work contributes positively to city operations by providing early review and discussion of public art proposals before they advance further in the approval process. This review process helps identify potential issues and ensures that projects are thoughtfully considered before implementation. Members also noted that the committee's impact could be strengthened through more regular communication and engagement with elected officials who appoint committee members. Establishing clearer channels for bidirectional communication could help ensure that committee insights and recommendations more directly inform broader policy discussions related to public art and community design. Any changes, suggestions, objections? No? Okay, we'll keep going. Okay, this is the last question. I think this is the one that I'm hoping for any robust conversation, enthusiasm, complaints around. I think this is exciting to me. It is our work plan for the coming year. So it says, please create a work plan that describes what you intend to accomplish in the upcoming year as it relates to your functions and duties. Each item in the work plan should set a rough time frame for completion. Think of these time frames as goals rather than hard deadlines. If circumstances change, they will not limit your flexibility to respond to new information or conditions in real time. And so we're saying that the committee proposes the following priorities for the upcoming year. Number one, continue review and oversight of public art projects. And this would be ongoing throughout the year as a time frame. So the committee will continue to review and approve proposed public art installations, artist selections, and donated artworks to support the implementation of the public art plan. I think in there we could also include the DS session. And so that's language that I'll just note in my notes really quickly.
This is where you could add the committee will continue to review and approve proposed public art installations, locations, artist selections, and donated artworks.
Yep. Great. Okay, the next one, Sadie, if you don't mind just scrolling down a little bit, I appreciate it. Thank you. Advance public education and engagement. So time frame, spring through fall. Totally open to changing that time frame. Through the newly established education subcommittee and the addition of an education and promotion standing item on every PACD agenda, which is something we discussed during our agenda setting meeting, and we'll talk a little bit more about later in this meeting. The committee will explore opportunities to increase public awareness of the public art program, including working together and individually to advance the reach of specific opportunities for artists into harder to reach communities and encourage broader community engagement with public art initiatives in general. By the end of the year, the committee should have developed regular and repeatable ways for members to share public art opportunities with their networks, including the offices that appointed them and any other special interest or affinity groups that they are a part of. So for newer members, this is an ongoing discussion that we've had as a committee. The Arts Foundation has amazing staff, an amazing communications team, and the reach for opportunities goes out pretty widely. And we have an obligation as committee members to support the kind of community education arm of the public art plan. And one of the ways that we have identified wanting to do so is to help those call to artists and those opportunities for public art panel engagement and opportunities for artists to reach into even further into the community. So lots of us are a part of neighborhood organizations, mutual aid organizations, nonprofits. We have a direct line of communication that should be open with the people that appointed us. And we've talked a lot about how we might activate our own networks to get those calls to artists and opportunities for panelists out even further and support the Arts Foundation in that way. So this is an item that would encourage us to come up with a more just like concrete work plan and like ways of working together to do that. We had established an education subcommittee, and we had been trying to meet every month or so, and there were only three of us, so quorum became an issue. And now that I'm chair and Leanne continues to be co-chair, vice chair, we are two of the three people on that committee. So we had an idea that we'll explore in another item on this agenda, but I'm just going to reference it here since it's in this answer, to maybe make that committee meet a little less frequently, try to recruit more members from this committee to be on that subcommittee so that when there are when there are things that we need to delve into a little bit more deeply outside of these larger meetings, we can do so. But that also we would have a standing item on the agenda that would allow us to talk about the opportunities that are coming up and how we can promote them. So that's what this is referring to. It's a teaser for that other item on our agenda. I'm going to shut up now. And Maureen, do you have something you'd like to add? Oh, you're on mute.
Okay. You could throw in Southern Arizona artists as what we're promoting because we decided that.
Great. Thank you. Anything else that you'd like to do? Your hand just still up? Got it. Okay. Okay, the next is explore the feasibility of a free wall in Tucson. The committee will revisit the concept of establishing a designated free wall for public artistic expression. This exploration may include identifying potential locations, assessing management and liability considerations, and exploring possible funding or partnership models for the space's donation to the city. By September, the committee should have identified a pathway forward for a free wall in Tucson and/or Pima County. Okay, a little bit more history for folks who are newer to the committee. I've been a member of the committee for, I think, 3 years now. And before I even joined, there was a committee-wide effort to establish a free wall in Tucson, a wall that anyone can add to. And there was a letter that was written by the committee and disseminated to elected officials and appointing officials. Not much came from that effort, and Jim and I ended up having a meeting with the mayor over a year ago, and exploring this idea with her. She took it to the city attorney's office, and they came back that with the opinion that it would be too high of a liability for the city to take on, but that we may explore a donation to the city or a way for a private entity to provide it. So we're not going to talk about that much here. This is just acknowledging that it would be part of our work plan moving forward. September is completely arbitrary. My birthday is in September. I thought it'd be nice to have it done by September. We can change that date. That was just me throwing one out. And then I'll just read this last one and then ask if there's any more questions, additions, concerns. So the last one is improve communication with appointing officials. By fall, the committee will explore ways to establish more regular communication with city and county leadership and appointing officials to strengthen feedback loops and ensure that the committee's work is well integrated into broader civic and cultural planning efforts. So that's the plan that we're proposing. Would love to invite any comment, discussion, any changes before we see if we can go ahead and approve. Are folks on board with the free wall still being something we're working towards?
Are you seeking a motion yet?
No, not a motion, just okay. Discussion on the answers, okay. Making sure that, yeah.
I guess it's hard as someone who wasn't here for the initial discussion and who only has the association of the free wall being harassed by a member of the community. It's hard to really wrap my head around that part right now.
Totally understand that, Wesley. I will say that member of the community was a former PACD member and definitely has, I wish, you know, Jim, you've put it really well a few different times, has some methods that of outreach that don't sit well with everyone for sure, and some have experienced that as harassment. But I would encourage everyone to try to think of this potential project as something that's not associated with any one person, but an outlet for collective expression and potentially more access to public art on demand, if you will. Willwin. Did Willwin leave?
Sorry. I lowered my hand, but didn't unmute. It's like one or the other, right? This is just something I wanted to drop in that might be helpful for the sort of education part and the outreach components. I'm trying to secure some additional funding to help support a collaborative effort with SAF and the committee to do more sort of outreach, but the focus not being so much on getting more applicants, but trying to increase a broader understanding of the importance of public art, how public art works, how public art's a representation of community and culture and people and history. So that sort of messaging that's a little bit more maybe fun and engaging than just like trying to recruit artists all the time. So just throwing that out there, it's something I'm thinking about. I want to help work on this year with y'all. So if there's something that you had, you know, in writing that could help, you know, solidify it and make our case to our elected officials.
Awesome. Thank you, Willwin. And yeah, thank you for reminding me that did come up in the agenda setting meeting. And we talked about that being an additional reason to have a standing item discussing education and outreach on the agenda. Okay, we are almost at 4:30, so I want to try and move this along. I would love to entertain a motion, and I think that motion would need to include language like approving this report, but also, and maybe Sadie, you can help me here, but giving myself, Leanne, and the Arts Foundation staff the seal of approval or support to integrate the notes that we've received from folks back and to submit something that we won't have a chance to vote on again before it needs to be submitted. Jim, I just saw you wave your hand.
Sure, I can craft something that satisfies Thank you. That. So I move we accept the report as presented with the addition to be whose details are to be left to the chair and co-chair and staff regarding the discussion noted, in particular the Janet's comments on the placement and integration of art. That's it.
We have a motion from Jim Glock. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Ann Lopez. Y'all are a motion and second team for this meeting. Appreciate it. Any discussion? Okay. Sadie, could we have a roll call for vote, please?
Athea Jamil.
Sorry. Approve.
Thank you. Adrienne Ackerman.
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez.
Approve.
Ann Lopez. Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Thank you. Brandon Varela? Dusty Reyes?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jacqueline Jean Barrios? Jacqueline? Okay, we'll come back. Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approved.
Lizzie Golden?
Approved.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Wesley Cree?
Approve.
And then Jacqueline, are you still here? Okay, I'll note that she left the meeting. I don't see her in the meeting room currently. You have unanimous approval.
Thank you, Sadie. Thank you, everyone, for your trust. We'll make sure to send out the final answers once we finish them here shortly. And appreciate your patience also. I promise, as your chair, I will not add many 20-minute long items, but I thought that this was an important one to make sure we were on the same page about what we're trying to accomplish next year together, or in the next year together. So thank you for your patience and your support. Okay, item number 8, 2026 Artist Roster Subcommittee Participation. Yu, take it away.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to share my screen. And so at the last meeting, we went over, sorry, I have to share this completely. We went over the public artist roster program. There are a few questions that were brought up, but without going into a full like orientation, kind of just wanted to do some top level clarifying concepts. But so we have the public artist roster program, which is going to be launching very soon. And originally in the past few years, it's my understanding that PAC DC members were fully involved and it was international. And so it's really great to also hear the input from the annual report, because you all have had such like great impact on the community and have helped shape a lot of things. This program included, and it hasn't even launched yet. So this program, as from the last meeting, we've agreed that PAC DC members and community members will be in participation, and it will be servicing the regional service region. So for Arts Foundation is Tucson and Southern Arizona. And so for the roster projects, all projects under $100,000 will have like a pre-qualified pool of artists that panelists will be able to select from. So you may be asking, how does this differ from like a single RFQ? There's a park project, here's an RFQ, apply for it. The difference is artists from various backgrounds can apply to this. So we have sculptors, we have mosaic tile artists, we have even like, you know, architects potentially who can do like integrated works, various backgrounds of artists who apply one time. So those artists are eligible for a whole pool of projects that haven't been announced yet. So for single project RFQs, artists will have to apply specifically for that project, and also project location, right? So they know where the project's going to be at, and they have, some might say, the burden of having to apply for every single RFQ, whereas the public artist roster program, they're all eligible for, yeah, all the projects that are under $100,000. And so here is a little bit more information on clarification for timeline commitment. The panelists, what we're soliciting volunteers for today, you will have to go through a quick orientation and training for the criteria that we'll be looking for. There'll be an online review for the artists, and all of this will be covered through the orientation, and a final review meeting where we'll go over some of the artists who didn't fully, weren't unanimously approved upon. So that is a very brief timeline of the commitment for panelists. And so if you're curious, if you have any sort of interest in joining the panel, specifically for the artist roster program, please, I guess, state your name, or I don't know how we would do this, but we are seeking volunteers for this project. And so you would shape who's on the roster and, the future projects that will be shown in our city. So
thank you. Thank you, Yu. I think just as a reminder, this is the topic that we discussed at our last meeting, and we all voted to, I think almost everyone voted for the third option, which was a combination of at least three PACD members and then community members making up this selection panel. So it will be very embarrassing if we don't have at least three PACD members volunteering for this option right now. I see Lizzie.
I volunteer.
Dusty?
Yeah, I'll get on in on that.
Amazing. Anne? Yep, okay. Lily?
And Janet.
And Janet.
Yes, I'd love to as well. Lily. Yay.
It's a really incredible process. If you haven't done it before, you get to see so many different types of artists. And I love the fact that we're extending it to, like just regionally. So, anybody else interested or have any questions on what participation might mean?
No. I can add to that participation. So, as you know, as Arts Innovation staff, We try not to make any actual decisions, but we'll present the information to you. So we think that the best way to bring on community members is, like, we can provide information about folks that might be good, but this committee would decide on who to bring on. And then I will try to find money to pay for them to be on. And then additionally, how the process is done, because it seems like there's a lot of interest in something in person. And I was afraid of putting all this burden on you, but I think there's a way we can work it out so that how this actual voting process could be something that this subcommittee also works on, if that's an incentive at all.
Thanks, Willen. With that added incentive, anybody else? I think we have five people at this point, Yu. Great. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your additional service, you five lovely volunteers. Can't wait to hear back about the process at future meetings. Okay, almost done here. Let's see, we have an item 9 update from the Arts Found. Oh, I'm so sorry, Yu. Was there anything else that you needed from that item or?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, item number 9, update from the Arts Foundation's communication team. Dia. Dia is not still with us, it looks like. Do we have anyone else from the Arts Foundation team that wants to share what the communication update was going to be?
I did not receive her presentation, so I can't provide an update. I think she was just going to talk about the current opportunities. I believe the artist grant is still active. So is the Solid Arte 2026 RFQ. You could go to our website to find out more about those opportunities. Wilwin, did you want to add any other opportunities or grants that you could think of?
Nope, that's it for now. We probably won't have another RFQ until fall.
Great. And I'll just say for the Solid Arte RFQ, that call is specific to Arizona artists. It is, basically artists of alternative mediums are encouraged to apply. We have a fairly low application pool at currently, we have 6 applicants and some in draft. So if you know anyone who would like to work with myself and folks from the health department to try to reduce stigma around opioid use, please check out that RFQ on our website.
I will add something. Sorry, I forgot. Yeah, we could use some help with applicants. It's a weird call because it's not one of our traditional ones. We're doing a lot of that this year, you know, like doing the RFQ for the poet laureate. We didn't know we were going to be doing that. But this opportunity is great because it's not necessarily public art. It opens all practices, dance, video, spoken word, and essentially it's a $25,000 budget to create an artwork with a group of participants with their living experience of substance use to create something. And so it doesn't have to be permanent. It could be a performance at a place. It could be a mural. It could be a video, whatever it is. So it's open to essentially any sort of medium of art or genre.
Thank you, Wilwin. And I'll just also share about the Salud Arte process is like it's the artists are selected to represent these stories and experiences from the folks that are the community members that are involved and are processing kind of trauma and recovery and like all impact and all these things. And so it's a really beautiful opportunity for the artists as well to interact with a group of people and help create a piece that expresses their stories directly and reflects that back to them as part of a healing process. So, Wesley.
I just remember a couple meetings back, you were asking, Sadie mentioned about still looking for panelists for that as well. And I was wondering if you are all still looking for panelists for that. Because there was someone I was going to refer for that, but I haven't yet.
You're welcome to refer them. We do have like 20 folks who are interested currently. And right now I'm just about to send out a Calendly link to find everyone's availability. We haven't selected the cohort of 10 yet, so there is still opportunity if you have the link. If not, I could forward it to you.
Thanks. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Great. Awesome. Okay. Anything else from the communication side of the Arts Foundation? No? Okay. Item number 10, the update on the education subcommittee. I kind of already gave it when we were discussing the work plan, but I guess I'd love to know if there are any questions, thoughts, any tweaks you want to make to this idea and this plan. Again, it came up during the agenda setting meeting, so definitely want informed and enthusiastic consent from folks if y'all feel like it would be helpful to have the education kind of line item, agenda item, as a reoccurring item on our agendas. Not a ton of enthusiasm, but oh, lovely.
I kind of just wanted to tack on a little bit more to what Wilwin was saying about this in terms of like thinking about this as a way to promote larger awareness and provoke, you know, community thought about our public art collection and how it kind of helps inform a common sense of identity for our city. That intrigued me, and I like the framing of that, and I think that's a worthy goal. So I think that's all I wanted to add.
Thank you, Wesley. I think that's great. And I think one of the things that we had in mind was that this education subcommittee could still, I mean, we went through the effort of creating it. We registered it with the BCCs and everything, but it doesn't have to meet every month or even every other month. It could meet twice a year. It could meet quarterly, something TBD for the members to decide. But I think it's mine and Leanne's hope that there would be other folks who want to participate in the education subcommittee, especially if it's only meeting like twice a year. And that would be a space that's reserved for kind of like those bigger questions, right? Is like, let's get into the meat of this in a way that we can't fully necessarily on these shorter or full meetings. And then we're hoping that the standing line item on the agenda could be, okay, we just heard the public art director's report. We just heard from the communications team about what opportunities are available right now. Let's spend 5 minutes as a committee making commitments for how we're going to reach out to our communities about these opportunities coming up. If we have had conversations with the folks that appointed us or not, you know, like kind of discussing the nitty gritty in there. Hopefully that adds some clarity to the format that we're suggesting, but I'd love to open it up to any discussion around that. Any additional thoughts, comments, volunteers?
I like that idea.
Thanks, Wesley. Anybody like hate that idea? Okay. Lizzie, are you raising your hand? Or were you? No. Anne, were you trying to say something? No. Okay. Well, we'll keep it as a standing item. We'll see how it goes. And then maybe when we decide when we're going to meet, maybe just twice a year, we'll ask for more volunteers to join that conversation. Great. Okay. So with that, I will say, Leanne, is there anything you want to add to that? I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so. I think that's, you know, it's just another opportunity for us to get deeper awareness around, you know, what's coming up and how people can get involved. So, again, it's just a additional opportunity. So that's all. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Leanne. Okay, the cute appearance of Wilwyn's kiddo is making me realize we need to wrap this up. So, item number 11, request for additions for future agenda items. Anybody have anything they'd like to put on our next agendas or upcoming agendas? Okay, great. I'm looking forward to what we might hear from the county next month, but I'm not holding my breath because we know how these things go. It could be a couple more meetings from now, but thank you so much. To our awesome staff at the Arts Foundation, to each of you for bearing with me during my first meeting as chair. Jim, appreciate you even more now having done one meeting in this role. So
you did a great job. Don't fret.
Thank you. With that, I'll say this meeting is adjourned at 4:48 p.m. and I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And please don't forget to send out your activity opportunities so we can all get the invites.
Thanks, Adrian. So long, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, Adrian. Great first meeting.
Thanks, Valerie.